Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, we have another tough topic on our hands. And it's partially a tough topic because we just can't seem to not have it in our lives front and center. It's the idea of racism. Now, today, just like we have shown through every tough topic, these tough topics are like these summer fishing lures, where they're helpful if you understand them and how to approach other people, but if we don't, they can be pretty prickly, and they can turn even us, the kindest of Christians, into maybe thorns for other people. So it's important, whenever we talk about these tough topics, that we learn to approach other people with these tough topics with grace, that we can catch them for Christ and not scare them away. Now, as part of that, I wanted to kind of fill you in that just this past week or so, the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin sent a letter to all public school district administrators stating that they are now obligated to instruct students about race. For a lot of people, this is necessary. For some others, it's a little concerning. And all of a sudden, it becomes an even tougher topic because there's the idea of what is called critical race theory, where some people think that it could be damaging because now we're making racism happen when it really isn't around. Some have said we've already beat that years ago, but it just keeps on bubbling up. So this is still a tough topic for a variety of reasons. Regardless, we know that this is not something that's new. It's been around for quite a long time, and we have dealt with it as Christians in a lot of different ways. So first, let's deal with it in a biblical way. As we heard today in our various readings, the Bible does have a lot to say about racism and how we treat each other. So first, let's just put it out there, especially for those that are new to it all. What does it even mean to be racist? Because we got some people saying that anything could be racist. If you are a white, single, straight male, you could be racist without doing anything, some would say. Well, what does the dictionary have to say about it? It's the belief that any sort of race, that the primary determining thing of it are your human traits and capacities, and therefore make you superior over somebody that isn't of that race. Pretty simple. We have a lot of that going on because guess what? The world is full of a variety of God's creatures. What do we do with it? Well, as we said, racism and even slavery, which kind of go hand in hand in our world, something not new. It's quite often seen in the Bible. And it's caused a lot of problems over the years where people misinformed about the Bible have used it for evil. We even heard that in the early books of the Bible in Genesis that even Abraham held slaves. Now, we have to be careful. Slaves in a biblical language aren't the slaves that we would have in the American South. So we have to learn a little bit. In the Bible, oftentimes, slaves are considered employees that were treated as such. We have an instance where one of the grandsons of Noah, named Canaan, he was made to be a slave to his own brothers and was treated maybe differently because of the way he looked. The Ten Commandments talk about slavery because it related to the time when God's people were made to be slaved in Egypt because they were different. They weren't Egyptians. Paul kind of brings in a wrench because in the New Testament he talks about different people being slaves, and that they should obey their masters, and even returning a runaway slave to their master. So it's really confusing. The Bible, it seems like, is it okay to treat people differently, or isn't it? Well, again today, let's find out a little bit more. The first thing we have to approach today, in all these tough topics, is that grace must abound. I would do all of us a disservice if we just learn a history lesson, but we have to remember, first and foremost, that value, our value, is grounded only in the value that God places upon us. And it's not determined by our worth. Because guess what? None of us, not even me, can get so good where we can deserve God's love. We are given it. It's a gift from God, not because of what we do or don't do, because of Jesus. And that's why we're valuable. And we can say that God has made me and all creatures. And when God did that, he saw that it was good. So know today, if you don't remember anything else, know that you have a worth beyond all comparing, all because of Jesus. You are worthy enough for him to die, just for you. With that being said, we can go on. There are six, probably more, biblical truths that we can need to talk about today. The first of one being every human being is unique, of course, but also precious, and again, bear the image of God. Last week we talked about how some people find or try to find their identity through maybe their sexuality, and that can be really confusing. It's really helpful, first and foremost, that we find our identity as creatures of God, because as Scripture tells us, he created us in his own image. We have the image of God. That's our first truth today that we have to go back to. That's what it all boils down to. The second is that all ethnic groups and nations share an ancestry. Just recently, I was finding out that I was related to somebody that I never had any idea that I was related to. It's kind of fun whenever you do genealogies. But I was thinking, the Bible kind of says we all came from one person, so it makes sense. We're all related, right? If you trace back your genealogy, it's really good. If you have really good internet skills, guess what? We're all related. And that means we're related to people that look completely different than us. Regardless of ethnicities, all human beings go back to Adam and Eve. Eve is called the mother of all living. If anything, she'd be called Mother Earth. And Adam is our father. Made from one man, all of us are. So if anybody tells you otherwise, say that we're all in one big family tree. How about that for a family reunion this summer? Number three, how about our ethnicity uniquely honors God? This is kind of interesting. In the Bible, if you open up to the very last book, it talks about it in a vision given to John, one of the disciples, of what eternal life will look like. And guess what? It includes people from every nation. All tribes, all peoples, and all languages, even. Heaven is full of sinners, but guess what? Heaven is full of the uniqueness of what we have here on earth. And the glory of eternal life is that we get to uniquely carry with us just how unique we are. There will still be different races in eternal life, but we won't realize that one's better or not. That's what's beautiful about eternal life. We have that promise. And guess what? It honors God. Again, our value is not based on our ethnicity, even. In our own history, not just long ago, people have sought to make people better because of the way they looked. Scripture tells us there isn't Jew or Greek, there isn't slave or free, isn't male or female. All that matters is that we are free in Christ. That's what makes us valuable. Number five, we're going to breeze through these. We talk about this idea of racism in our world today. None of the side issues matter other than that we know that it's a sin. Our church body, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, calls sin a sin, and anything that goes against God's word and what he says about us is sin. Because God loves all people, and he doesn't show partiality, as Scripture says. All people are sinners, and all people have the hope of forgiveness in Christ. Even so, I found this unique In the Old Testament, a lot of people like to use all the law and the bashing going on, and they use it because they're confused about what the Bible means. Even in all those really scary laws in the Old Testament, even in Leviticus, there has this law. God says to Moses when they're wandering in the wilderness that the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your own native born. There's some gospel in that. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Before Jesus was born, we have the golden rule right there in the laws of Moses. Love each other as you would love yourself. Because guess what? There's going to be a whole lot of different people in the lands that you're walking in. And number six, we've gotten to the last of at least six issues of biblical truth. All human beings have sinned and are in need of salvation. That's why we're here today. We need to know that we are sinful and unclean, and we can't get it right. We need each other. We need to fill our spiritual tanks every day, every week. And we can know that, as Scripture says, all are under sin, but together we have hope. And Scripture tells us this: there isn't any distinction, that the Lord is the same Lord of all, giving all of his riches to every single one of you. Again, if you haven't remembered any of these scriptures, remember this last one. Let's just all say that out loud, because I think it bears repeating. Say this out loud with me again, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that's all of you, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's how we approach racism in our world today, as Christians. We treat everybody as a person that Jesus has paid for their life. And we think about that, racism doesn't matter. Jesus matters.